Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the show. We're giddy. We're having a blast. We have a lot to talk with you about. We've got big news. We have fun things for you as Armed American Radio fans. And this is the last weekend show that I say to you, I'll see you next week. It's not the last weekend show. Last week was that weekend show, I guess. Beginning today, I get to say I'll see you tomorrow. So let me rephrase that. I get to say I'll see you tomorrow. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters begins tomorrow, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time live, 1 to 2 Pacific. And you can do the math in whatever time zone you're in, right? 3 to 4 Central, 2 to 3 Mountain, 1 to 2 Pacific. Hawaii, I think 11 to noon. And somewhere out in Asia, whatever time is, you know, another day. But it's all the same time, right, Sean? And with the live... Go ahead.
No, it's actually 7 o'clock in the morning in Asia.
You know that. You know that from firsthand experience. You've listened to the show when you weren't producing it during that 2 to 3 week period.
Sure did, off the website, matter of fact.
Yes, you did. Well, let's talk about the new website very quickly. The new website is up. ArmedAmericanRadio.com is up. It is live. Now, keep in mind, the paint's a little bit wet, but it looks outstanding. ArmedAmericanRadio.com website is up. You'll see all the new bells and whistles, including the Listen Live button, and it's got the little microphone, and it's flashing. Now, that will go live tomorrow. All things working properly. And I understand right now everything is looking good. Those tests through the engineers will be done tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central Time. And hopefully everything continues to look good, and that button will go live tomorrow for the 4 to 5 p.m. show. You'll also be able to listen to this program on the Listen Live, and it will have a mobile feed for you. It will have a computer feed for you, an MP3 feed. So it's big news. We're excited about it. We have a lot to talk with you about. And it's been a long time coming. So thank you, and thank the USCCA and Crossbreed Holsters and all of our sponsors who have made it possible to do that. Sean, are you excited about starting the new program?
Yes, I am. How about you?
Oh, I'm beside myself. If I start talking fast, which I tend to do, please slow me down.
Well, that would require me to be able to reach through the microphone.
No, all I have to do is say, slow down, pal, slow down. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Also, you want to tweet us, check out the new website. Tweet me while we're on the air right now at AARRADIO, two R's, at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio. Let me know your thoughts on the program. We'll read your tweets on the air. Let me know your thoughts on the new website. And thank you for being there. As we debut on stations across the country, I'll give you that affiliate list as we come out of the box. Of course, it won't be as big as this affiliate list is yet, but that will change quickly, I do believe. And Sean, I think you have a feeling that the show will eventually go longer than the 1 hour.
Yes, I already put in the provisions for that, too.
Last time you did that, we went to 3 hours pretty quickly. So you never know. Freedom has a funny way of ringing bells, doesn't it?
It does. So
the redefinition of daytime talk radio begins tomorrow. And I have to tell you, some fun stuff going on out there. You know, we hear a lot about the Bloomberg money machine, and you know, that's all dopey Democrat land. Elections have consequences. If you're one of these people that votes these feelings instead of intelligence, you know, well, what's wrong with everybody having health care? Let's pull the hill. They want everybody to have health care. I'll just pull that lever. If you're one of those morons that can't understand the accounting process behind that, okay, you're just born to be an employee, I guess. I don't know. Somebody's going to hit me on that one. Tough. But it's the Democrat states where the lines are drawn. It's the Democrats coming after your freedoms, but there's great news in the rest of the country. And that's what I, in the previous hour, I asked, if you ever see the movie Elf? I was down broadcasting in beautiful Naples, Florida last week. Had some meetings down there with the people bringing the live stream to us. And did the show outside underneath the palms. And my kids were with me down there. And they were watching that goofy movie Elf with Will Ferrell. And there was a scene where he goes to work with his dad. And he's dressed up in a suit. And he walks in and everybody says hello to him. And the guy says, he introduces his name as Francisco. And Buddy the Elf, Will Ferrell, says, Francisco. Ooh, that's fun to say. Francisco. And I started to laugh because it was not too long after that I saw Governor Brownback in Kansas signed the constitutional carry bill. And I thought to myself, constitutional carry, now that's fun to say, isn't it? And Kansas now has constitutional carry. So there's great news out there. While Oregon is out there trying to make life as miserable as possible for law-abiding gun owners, as Washington did, and while Washington, D.C. is literally doubling down, as Chicago did for years, and is going to wind up spending millions, hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars wasting it, because freedom will prevail, as it did in Illinois, while the fight will continue, we will continue to win. And Kansas is evidence of that. Patricia Stone King of the Kansas State Rifle Association is a good friend of this program, has been here before, and I'm going to welcome her right now. Okay, Patricia, it's great to have you here. Congratulations in the state of Kansas. Constitutional carry goes into effect on July 1st. Congratulations, and tell us what it means. You've got to be just beside yourself.
Oh, thank you, Mark, and it's great to be with you guys again, and I am still on cloud 9.
Bet you are. I bet you are. I'd put it on cloud 12, darling. That's where I'd be right now. This is big, big news, and, you know, it doesn't make the national headlines, Patricia, that it should.
Well, I'll tell you what. We had everything imaginable coming against us. We had the Moms Demand Action, Every Town for Gun Safety, all the bloomy, you know, groups. Brady sent a lobbyist. We had every gun control group imaginable coming after us, and we still defeated them. And it comes right back to what you are always saying and what I always say, elections matter.
And freedom.
Yes.
Now, tell me if you believe this statement. I'm the eternal optimist. The glass is always half full. If I've got a headache, it could be worse.
Oh, okay? Absolutely.
Freedom will always prevail. While the fight is uphill in many, many cases, particularly in these dopey Democrat states like Connecticut and Massachusetts and New York and the Cuomos and the, you know, O'Malley and Maryland and these gun haters, these freedom haters, these control freaks, these Bloombergians is what we refer to them as here on the show. You know, the Oregon's having, you know, Oregon Firearms Federation, Ken Starrett, those guys are fighting tooth and nail right now, and Alan Gottlieb was just on the program in the previous hour talking about how, unfortunately, he thinks that dopey gun registration scheme, masquerading as universal background checks will pass in Oregon as it did in Washington. But it's all Democrat control where this stuff happens. You don't have that problem in Kansas. And most people don't, when they think of pro-guns and gun rights outside of the Midwest, outside of your area, most people across this country don't think of Kansas as being this pro-gun bastion, but it is. Kansas, we got to remember, the old Dodge City, Kansas is the gateway to the West.
Well, Kansas is very strongly pro-Second Amendment. You know, we had a ballot initiative in 2010 where we had a constitutional amendment to make sure that we amply nailed down the right to bear arms in our Kansas Constitution. And you know what, Mark? 89% of the voters voted to affirm that right on the ballot that year.
That's huge. And that's the kind of stuff that we want to talk about. Patricia, as you've heard us say, this show now migrates to daytime talk radio. Beginning tomorrow, every day, Americans will fill their prescriptions for freedom by hearing this kind of conversation that should be making national news, but isn't, because the media hates what we talk about. Well, we're going to feed it right back to them, and we're going to make them pay attention. And these are the stories that excite us. This is big, big news in Kansas. Tell us what constitutional carry means.
Constitutional carry means that any law-abiding citizen that can purchase or possess a firearm can carry that firearm in any manner that they choose in Kansas. They can carry it concealed, and we've always had open carry. So now you have a choice: open, concealed, no government mandates, no government permits. You know, you don't, your name doesn't have to be on a list. You don't have to get approval. You want to carry, carry.
Don't tread on me. Get off my back. And you know what? The blood in the streets won't happen, folks. And the rest of the gun haters and the freedom-hating machine won't come back and tell you that after we all witness the success in Kansas. We'll be back right after this with Patricia Stoneking of the Kansas State Rifle Association.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
A couple of things quickly. Ammo. Send me ammo. SendMeAmmo.com. SendMeAmmo.com. You got that? Ammo delivered to your door. 380 caliber, 40 caliber, 45 caliber, 9mm, and 223. Take your pick. SendMeAmmo.com. Delivered to your door. I got my second shipment of 223. I'm looking at it over there. I've got 8 boxes of it, 400 rounds, and it just keeps showing up. I don't have to do anything. Yes, you pay for shipping. Big deal. It comes to your door. You don't have to go anywhere. Here it is. No more hassles. No more driving around and finding out they're out or they're jacking the price up on you.
Hey, you know what?
Go ahead, Sean.
Just the shipping and the price of it alone is better than driving around and having your feelings hurt.
Of course it is. We all know it's tough to get. SendMeAmmo.com. These are the guys over at Next Level Training. Check them out at Next Level Training and SendMeAmmo.com. It's foolish not to do it. Why wouldn't you do it? And something else, too. I have to give you this information because the news is so cool. We've got so much to tell you about today, and it's so fun to be able to tell you. We don't have to rush through these things beginning tomorrow. We have an hour together every day beginning tomorrow from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with me. You might have heard, as I told you, previous hour, that over the last few days anyway, that the USCCA is celebrating the third anniversary of a gun a day in April. A gun a day in April. And I want to get Patricia's response to this in just a second because it's really a no-brainer. In case you missed it, every single day of the month of April, they're giving away a brand new gun, the USCCA is. Last year, they gave away, as I said before, over $40,000 worth of brand new guns. Real people winning these guns. And they've upped the ante this year. Some of the nicest and most expensive concealed carry handguns that you can imagine are up for grabs. Why wouldn't you get in on it? They've given away already this year an $823 6-hour, a $550 Springfield XDS, and a $925 Rock River Arms 1911. That thing was beautiful. But it's just the beginning. There's a brand new gun you can win every single day in April. Real people are winning. If you're interested in getting in on this, all you have to do is activate a concealed carry magazine membership. If you own a firearm, if you carry a gun, you should be reading Concealed Carry Magazine anyway. You're probably getting Guns and Ammo and the rest of them. Add this one. It is widely recognized as the single best concealed carry magazine for you that lives that lifestyle anywhere. Concealed. All you have to do is subscribe to the magazine and your name goes on the list. Simply go to USCCA on AAR.com right now and check out the gun they're giving away today. USCCA on AAR.com. We're working with them together as a unit to help you win a gun. Just get the magazine and put your name on the list. If you win, make sure you tweet me at AAR Radio and let me know that you won and what which gun you selected. That's a beautiful thing. Patricia Stone King from Kansas State Rifle Association. That's some things in life are no-brainers, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
You don't drink cheap beer, right? Whatever your definition of cheap beer is, life's too short. Drink what,
Hey.
Spend, well, maybe Sean, I don't know, maybe you drink cheap whiskey. I don't know. Maybe, I know people that drink Evan Williams instead of Maker's Mark.
Thank you.
But that's up to you. So whatever your definition is, some things are just no-brainers. Life's too short. If you can if you can get in on it, you can get in on it. Okay, I ended the last segment, Patricia, with don't tread on me. Get off my back. Leave me alone, basically,
that's
is
right.
What I said. Now, in Kansas, effective July 1, you join Arizona. There's still some discussion about what's happening in Arkansas. We'll leave that one out right now. But you join clearly Vermont. You join Arizona. You join Wyoming. You join Montana. You join Alaska as constitutional free states. In other words, when rocker Ted Nugent a number of years ago said the Second Amendment is my concealed carry permit, that's now true in Kansas, isn't it?
That's absolutely true, but you know, there are still some problems that everybody needs to be aware of. You know, school zones,
mm-hmm.
which is a federal law, and that federal law says that you must have a concealed carry permit
right.
from your state of residence, and the school zone has to be in your state of residence, and then you can travel in that school zone. So without a concealed carry permit, you're breaking the law in a school zone to carry open or concealed.
Well, I would trust that the holder, DOJ, certainly wouldn't enforce that. I mean, they don't enforce marijuana federal laws in states. They're not enforcing federal immigration laws. Why would they want to enforce that law?
Well, you know, to my knowledge, and we actually looked into this, nobody in Kansas that we're aware of has ever been arrested for it. But, you know, the fact is, I think people need to be armed with information.
Yeah, because that's a Justice Department I don't trust.
Right.
And you certainly don't want to be that test case.
Exactly.
When Holder, on his way out the door, wants to go after you.
Exactly.
So, all right. Now, the permit process, this is something else people need to understand also. Kansas residents, there's a number of stations listening to this broadcast in Kansas right now. A lot of fans there. If you travel outside Kansas borders, Kansas, like the other states that offer, with the exception of Vermont does not offer a permit system. If you travel outside the border, you need to have that Kansas permit. Other states will not recognize your constitutional carry free state status in their states if you travel, correct?
Correct.
Okay, correct. What do you recommend people do and what process do they have to go through? Has there been a change now?
There hasn't been a change in the process that you go through to obtain a permit. So you still are required by the government to take a class, be fingerprinted, have a background check, you know, pass all the approval, jump through all the hoops in order to get that permit. And, of course, not to mention the money. Some people don't have that much money.
What does it cost in Kansas to jump through the government hoops
The government hoops are $132.50 for the permit. $100 of that goes to the attorney general. $32.50 goes to the sheriff. Then on top of that, when you go pick up your permit card at the driver's license examining station, you have to pop out another $16 just for the card. And then, of course, there's the price of training.
And the price of training varies, I would assume, based on whoever teaches the class. Is that correct?
It does. And that's based on their overhead. You know, some ranges right. charge more than others to rent classrooms and range time and all of that. And from what I've seen over the years, classes run anywhere from about $75 a person to $150 a person.
You know, there's a phenomenon attached to constitutional carry, and I love this. I love talking about this. Because this proves what we've been saying, Patricia, and what you and I and fans of this program have known all along. Not something they just found out, but they know. And it's something that the liberal gun haters know also. They just don't like it getting out there. That's why they hate programs like this, because we do get it out there. And that is that responsible, law-abiding Americans, particularly gun owners, really are responsible, law-abiding Americans. They actually train. They actually practice. They actually take classes. They are actually responsible people out there who, you see, when in Arizona, all the trainers I talked to, I was out there when Jan Brewer signed constitutional carry that day in Arizona a number of years ago. And everybody was petrified.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to lose. We don't know there's no more training. Our classes are going to die. They can't find enough instructors. The classes are full because so many more responsible Americans are taking training because they're now exercising their rights that they didn't feel like jumping through hoops previous. And you're going to see that in Kansas, Patricia. Hey, thank you for joining us. This is the end of this hour, or the end of this segment of the hour, and we appreciate it. Patricia, we're looking forward to having you back on and following up with you the success of this after July. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to Kansas. Armed American Radio continues with Rick Ector. This is going to be a fascinating subject. Don't go away.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of 1280 The Patriot. As parents of two daughters who attend a local Christian school, my wife Amy and I know the importance of a strong biblical foundation and God-honoring teaching. The local private Christian school can be the moral compass in the constantly changing and troubled world. The Patriot has partnered with several local Christian schools to offer half off your students' first year tuition. As a parent or grandparent, you can provide a Christian education for your child in a safe and nurturing environment and be assured that the Holy Spirit is the beacon when it comes to curriculum and lesson planning. I encourage you to go to am1280thepatriot.com for more information. Call Kirsten at 651-289-4423 or go to am1280thepatriot.com to see all the participating schools like Northside Christian School and Central Lutheran School.
This is Arthur Brooks of the American Enterprise Institute for townhall.com. Marriage and family are in a state of crisis. Just consider this. Since my high school graduation way back in 1982 until today, the number of people living in permanent relationships, which is mostly married people but not entirely, has gone from 58% to all the way down to 52%. We're about to go under half of the adults in America living with a romantic partner, and most Americans will be living by themselves within 10 years. This is huge. We're losing our culture of actually forming families. It's not just people are less happy, although they are, because the greatest single source of happiness is a successful marriage. The problem is that if you look at history, you literally can't find a civilization that has prospered apart from the concept of the family. Once a civilization starts to abandon the idea of the family, that civilization starts to fall apart. We play with the family and abandon the family at our peril. I'm Arthur Brooks.
Springtime in Minnesota signals the start of another sandjacking season. What is sandjacking? It's a patented innovative process for raising settled or uneven concrete and for filling voids beneath the concrete, even if it hasn't settled. This is John Lamore, owner of Advanced Sandjacking, reminding you to take care of that pesky trip hazard in your sidewalk or the settling of your basement or garage floor. Using our patented technology, we're able to raise settled concrete, in many cases without drilling big ugly holes in the surface. Our dried limestone sand fills the entire void, which is the key to a long-lasting repair. That's the difference between mudjacking, which is a temporary repair, and sandjacking, which provides a much better solution.
Call Advanced Sandjacking at 952-562-8100. That's 952-562-8100. Or go to advancedsandjacking.com.
Today's real estate market offers many challenges. Buyers and sellers often find themselves in a fast-paced, competitive arena. You've never needed a great realtor more than now. Someone working on your behalf, finding homes that fit your criteria, and even discovering homes before they hit the market. Helping to prepare your home to sell and then marketing it to prospective buyers. Someone to provide expert negotiation, timely communication, and professional overall service. Andy and Teresa Mitchell of Edina Realty are the answer. Not because of the awards they've won for being top in their field or because they have testimonial after testimonial from people in your community, but because they know it's not about them, it's about you. Whatever you need, they're by your side every step of the way, making sure the deal comes together with less stress to you. They do it all based on your needs and schedule, not theirs. To make Andy and Teresa Mitchell the real estate professionals in your corner, call them at 952-915-7954. That's 952-915-7954. Andy and Teresa Mitchell with Edina Realty. Great service from people you trust.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Filling your prescription for freedom indeed. And he just said every week here on the Armed American Radio Network. We might have to, I got his number. We might have to call John. He's fun to talk to. He answers the phone. Hi, how you doing? This is John. I'm like, whoa, that's that guy. Guy's got a set of pipes on him worth millions of bucks. And he's a big fan of this show, too, by the way. So I'd like to welcome you back to the program. This is going to be a fascinating half hour. Before I get started, Sean, you had mentioned to me during the break that you wanted me to go directly to you. You had a question.
I have yes, I do. On the brand new website, you have Defend Yourself Education, Training, and Insurance. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I want to make sure people understand, what does that mean?
Well, defend yourself doesn't just necessarily mean defend yourself with a firearm, does it?
No.
In order to defend yourself, if you've made a decision, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. If you've made a decision to carry a firearm, you have to arm your, there's responsibility that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to arm yourself not only with the firearm of choice that works for you, that fits for you, and we'll discuss that with our next guest, Rick Ector, in just a moment, but you also have to arm yourself and defend yourself with education, training, and insurance. Those things go together. And, of course, our great sponsor, who's sponsoring that big banner, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, has all of that and offers all of that. Top-notch insurance to defend yourself and get you home in the event you ever have to fire your weapon in self-defense of yourself and your family and find yourself on the other end of an overzealous prosecutor. They'll provide you the funds instantly to get you home. So that's a good question. They provide you the training materials, everything you need, more information than I have time to go over in the rest of this broadcast. And they can educate you. And you can simply visit them. So that's a good question, but that's what that means to arm yourself, not just with that handgun, but with the knowledge. Be responsible. Be that responsible gun owner. And I got to tell you, the Facebook page, this good question, Sean. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
The Armed American Radio Facebook page is you know, 80,000. It actually had about 81,000, but Facebook decided to go in and clean house and wiped out about several hundred of our fans only because they were unused accounts. So we don't mind. It's all legit stuff up there. But there, I posted up on the Facebook page on April 2nd a story, More African Americans Support Carrying Legal Guns for Self-Defense. And it's about Detroit. We all know the problems that are happening in Detroit. Detroit, you're listening to this program right now, as a number of other stations in Michigan. And I always enjoy reading the comments. 16,296 people read this thing within a matter of minutes, quite frankly, and the comments section got pretty strong. And one of them came from an individual named Stephen Taylor, who said, my buddy Rick Ector is in that picture. And lo and behold, I scrolled down a little bit, and Scott Wilson put, Rick Ector, you the man. And down below that, Rick Ector replied and said, thanks, Scott Wilson. I go, oh, fuck, you know. I guess when you've got a stadium filled of people who are following the program, and that kind of stuff is to be expected. So I reached out to Rick on that Facebook exchange, and Rick joins us right now on Armed American Radio. Rick, you've got quite a story and quite a background, and I want to hear all about it. How are you, man? Thanks for being here today.
Oh, man, thank you for allowing me to be on the show, man. It's a testament to the reach that you guys have, you know, with all the followers and listeners that you have. I posted on my Facebook page that I was going to be on the show tonight, and quite a few people chimed in on Facebook to let me know that they listen to the podcast faithfully every week. So
nice.
I just want to reach out and let you know that I definitely appreciate the opportunity to be on the program tonight.
Well, that feeling is mutual, I can assure you. I was fascinated to go down and read the emails or read the Facebook comments. I enjoy that when time permits. But this, interestingly, Sean, you'll get a kick out of this. The story about that Rick, I'll say, starred in, okay, was More African Americans Support Carrying Legal Guns for Self-Defense ran on NPR. Now, NPR is not known, really, as this, you know, conservative bastion and pro-gun outlet, but this was a very, very good piece. And you know, like you come across a piece on MSNBC from time to time, you know, some the net guys can and gals can be very, very fair. Rick, what was your overall thought on the piece itself? Was it fair?
Was it fair? I would say that they got feedback from both sides of the issue. You know, you got two polar extremes. You know, I'm a bit biased on my end of the spectrum. I believe that we, the law-abiding citizens who lawfully carry guns for self-defense, I believe that it's righteous, it's just, it's legal, it's moral, and constitutionally recognized. You know, the other side of the aisle, you know, they come up with any emotional argument that's possible to justify us not having the means to defend ourselves. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that they did allow us to be part of the conversation. A lot of times when you get a lot of left-leaning organizations that put out a piece, you know, it's totally slanted and they don't have anything coming from the other side. So I had a chance to voice my opinion on a few things, and the chief of police here for the city of Detroit, James Craig, had an opportunity to be quoted, you know, as to say what the environment is in the city of Detroit and that he supports law-abiding citizens carrying guns. So, in the fact that it had points made by both sides, I applaud NPR. The people on the other side of the aisle who threw up straw men arguments that really didn't make any sense, well, I'm glad they were there too, but the fact that I didn't think they made any real arguments only adds credence to our side of the position.
Well, you know, you nailed it. You nailed it when you used one word and you said emotional. And that was it. It is an emotional argument. It goes back to that. Well, what's wrong with it? It comes from feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, some of those feelings in people are genuine. They're not thinking about it. They are literally just feeling about it, or they're reacting to something tragic because they're headline surfing the news and they're not really digging down into the facts. And that's why I'm glad that they put the other side out there, because you and the police chief really nailed this in this column. He was quoted as saying, let me go here. When you look at New Jersey, you look at New York, you look at California, D.C., and Chicago, really it's still a foreign experience. When you really look at the city of Detroit, we're kind of leading the way in terms of urban areas with law-abiding citizens carrying guns. Now, Rick, tell us about the police chief, Craig, in Detroit. This man has come out and really staked it. He's not only staked it, but he's doubled down on it. He's all about Detroit citizens having the right to defend themselves, because he knows his department can't be there. Isn't that true?
That's very true. And he's making whatever strides he can to better the response and the utility of the police force. But when he came on the scene roughly a year ago, it was very startling and eye-opening, to say the very least, that he came out in support of law-abiding citizens carry guns. It rankled a lot of feathers locally.
It did.
And because of his statements, he actually made the cover of NRA's First Freedom magazine, and that really irked a lot of people. You know, he put himself out there like Sheriff David Clark over in Milwaukee County in Wisconsin. So
right.
The fact that you got major law enforcement officials of a major urban area actually in support of law-abiding citizens carrying guns, it was a real big deal. And, you know, I chimed in with everyone else saying that it was a refreshing change of pace. You know, there's no reason why someone, especially in places like Michigan, man, where we got to go through background checks and, you know, dot all the I's and cross all the T's, there's like 72 disqualifying offenses that will keep you from getting a concealed carry license.
Right.
I mean, the average citizen with a concealed carry license, really, when you think about it, from all the checks, there's more checks to be a concealed carry holder than there is to be a certified police officer in this state. So, you know, it's one of those weird quirks in the law. But, you know, there's no logical reason why a sane, law-abiding citizen can't own a gun for personal protection and self-defense in our town, Detroit. You know, it's been historically known as a place that's been a very rough place to live and work. And, you know, we hear nightly, you know, stories about people being victimized. And every so often we hear a positive story coming out that a law-abiding person with a firearm successfully defended their home, their families, and their children. And it's a really great point, you know, that the city of Detroit really, for all intents and purposes, is leading the country in a way.
Yes, it is.
In urban areas in which, you know, people of color are actually fighting back with lawfully carried firearms. Because
I need you to stop right there. That's a perfect place to end this segment. We come back, we'll pick up where you left off, and I want people to know where they can find out about you, particularly those people in Michigan, so they can learn from you. Armed American Radio continues right after this. Great stuff. Great stuff. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have here on the program today. WDTK in Detroit, man, one of your hometown. Rick Ector is a hero. You're a hero in Detroit, Rick. I can't thank you enough for being here. This entire story is fabulous. NPR, the voice that they gave you is just, I mean, they're just an awesome job all the way around. Let me read something from this column. According to a survey by the Pew Research Center, 54% of blacks now see gun ownership as a good thing, something more likely to protect than harm. That's up from 29% just 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. In places like Detroit, more African Americans are getting permits to carry concealed weapons. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to leave listeners, I may have confused you when I said, I may have made it sound like that was the police chief that I quoted, but it was Rick who said, and I quote again, when you look at New Jersey, you look at New York, you look at California, D.C., and Chicago, really it's still a foreign experience, mm-hmm. he says, meaning Rick, our guest. When you really look at the city of Detroit, we're kind of leading the way in terms of urban areas with law-abiding citizens carrying guns. Now, I want to, Rick, bring you in here and talk a little bit about what they mentioned about parishioners at some of the churches. Rosedale Park Baptist had a problem, well, according to this, with drug dealers and car thefts, right? Pastor Hammond Cross told his congregants from the pulpit that they should consider getting concealed carry permits. This is a beautiful thing. Take it away.
Well, one of the things that I like to say about just pastors in general, and not all of them for sure, I don't want to paint them all in the same light, but many of them are hypocrites in the fact that they publicly speak against guns, but they privately carry them, you know, and, you know, and even in the story, it was the quote he made that, that really rubbed me the wrong way, because I think it could potentially get someone in trouble. You know, the one gentleman stated that he exhorts all of his parishioners to get carry licenses to keep people from breaking into their cars or stealing their cars, you know. Michigan does not recognize lethal force for protecting personal property. So
wow, right.
Anyone that read that article, you know, across the country, in the state of Michigan, you cannot use lethal force to protect personal property. Please don't shoot me car thieves, okay?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Sean. I can hear you. Go ahead, Chantel.
Do you have a castle doctrine, or is it the same way? It's like if someone breaks in your house, you know.
Well, we do have the castle doctrine here. It got firmed up in October of 2006. If someone is either in the process of breaking into your home or has already broken into your home, it's considered, you know, presumed as a matter of law that they mean you great bodily harm.
Okay.
And you could use lethal force. However, there are some exceptions. You know, generally speaking, law enforcement, if they're doing their lawful duties, people that live there, people you may have dated, familiars, children in common, you know. But other than those exceptions, you know, generally speaking, anyone that comes into your house uninvited can be defended against. However, that presumption could be overcome by the prosecutor, but it's that prosecutor's burden to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt that that person was not indeed a threat. So I like our castle doctrine. Self-defense is really good here. We have stand your ground.
Good.
You know, we have concealed carry licenses on a shall issue basis.
Good.
You know, we still got some work to do here. We need to get rid of these gun-free zones and get a right to carry law enacted, you know. But eventually I like to be like Kansas, man, and go to constitutional carry. But we'll take it, you know, as slowly or as fast as we can get it done.
We make up our own words here. Well, incrementalization is what it is.
We'll get there,
Rick. We're going to get there.
Sometimes it's gradualism, but, you know, I look at our state, man. We got a governor and the state house and the state of reps, you know, the state senate, you know, that's all one party, the pro-gun party. So I'm like, okay, well, let's be like Kansas. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
You know,
Rick, tell me, agree with me or disagree with me with this statement here. There's no doubt in my mind, no doubt in my mind whatsoever, that this is not what the anti-gunners expected, nor is it what they wanted to hear coming from Detroit, of all places in Michigan, this type of talk from a police chief and somebody like you.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what they wanted to hear, and now it's coming out. The truth, again, has a strange way of coming out. You agree with that? That's just not what they wanted to hear.
Detroit's a predominantly black city, and there's this misconception that black people are anti-gun. But let me tell you, regardless of your political affiliation or your party, if you're living in an area that's pretty rough to survive in, you have to deal with carjackings and home invasions, and the sexual assault problem we have here is really outrageous. You know, you will look at taking on a more active role in your personal protection, and people have really responded.
Amen.
And it's not a fight against local law enforcement. I mean, things have been so bad here for so long, for a certain class of people, it's a way of life, just to get over on other people. So, and the good, upstanding citizens are responding, man. They're taking on a more active role. They're getting training. They're buying firearms. They're going to the gun range. And it's a good positive development to see, because one thing that I believe that if you can take on a more active role in your personal protection by assuming control of your safety, that might even permeate into other areas of your life. Empowering yourself in personal protection and not think about other things that you could do to empower yourself in other areas of your life. So I really think it's a positive development. I would like to see the major organizations do more outreach into communities such as the city of Detroit and get more of our members in the fold, man. But,
Wow. I agree with
positive
that.
Positive development.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Wow. Absolutely. Well said. Listen, let's get some time in here as we get ready to close this out. I'd like to ask you in advance to hold on to the line through the break, if you would. Please don't hang up. Some things we want to ask you about. But one of your websites, DetroitCCW.com. I want to send people there, DetroitCCW.com. And I'd also like to point out it's Rick's Firearms Academy of Detroit. You're out of Sterling Heights, Michigan, I believe. And you also authored an ebook, How to Get a Michigan Concealed Pistol License. Take this 30 seconds to tell us about it so we don't run over. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a ebook I put out as a promotional tool just to get the information out. There's so much misinformation out here about how to get a concealed carry license that a lot of people that are interested, you know, don't even, you know, seek out the information. So I want the information to be free. Go to the website, download it. It's a PDF file, you know, and I'm also going to be greedy. Not only do I want people to go to my official website at DetroitCCW.com, I want all 80,000 people that like your page to go like my business page on Facebook, Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. I want all 80,000 people in the sound of my voice from sea to sea to press that like button on my page.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to give you a big heads up on that one, and we're going to push that, because I'm going to tell you right now, Sean, I think you'll agree with me. We have an incredible lineup, an A-list lineup of newsmakers and politicians on this program.
Yes.
And Rick, you're one of the best guests we've ever had. This is such a fresh segment,
hey,
my friend, coming out of Detroit. This needs to be heard. Not only will I be at Nashville, but I will be at the Crossbreed Holster booth from 11 to 2 on Saturday signing both of my books, and I will also be at the at John Lott's function at the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can look it up at cprccrimeresearch.org. Now, I've got to take a break now. We've got to close out this hour. Rick, I want you to hold the phone. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. That was an incredible hour. I hope you paid careful attention. Rick Ector, everybody from Detroit. Wow. I don't even know how to close this one out. Suffice to say, we'll be able to come back and talk to you again tomorrow about what you just heard. Remember, I tell you this every day, and I'll tell you that every day. See, Freudian slip. I tell you this every week. Tomorrow, I'll begin telling you every day to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Jerry Henry will be here from GeorgiaCarry.org. We're going to talk with him about some states issues, and we'll see if Rick can hang after the break and stick around with us. We'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Come again now, baby. I can tell you.